YouTube. This is Matt from the Man Cave, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching with your daily devotion for what? It's April the 11th. Look at that thing fly. That's crazy. You're like, man, that's crazy. Hey, that's what I thought. I thought, that's crazy. Hey, guys, today we're going to be in Ecclesiastes writings, okay? Chapter 12, verse 5. We're going to be looking at a topic, okay, that is, watch this, plaguing the men across the world, okay, in America, okay, and many in the man cave. And you're like, I don't like that word plague. Well, that's what it's doing. There's a stronghold in so many men's lives, okay, that I know. I get so many emails on the side. Oh, they're not posting this stuff. Oh, no, it's too juicy for that, okay? Here's the thing. You make Matt blush, you got a problem, okay? Look at. There's a stronghold in their life, okay? There's a strong man, okay? There's an addiction. And you're like, an addiction, okay? And what is it? It's women. It's porn, okay? It's what? It's adultery. It's fornication. It's sexual sin. Oftentimes, listen very carefully, okay? Oftentimes, when I'm talking about this topic, okay, I'm telling you the eternal ramifications, okay? What happens if a person continues to stay in this lifestyle for any length of time? Or let me say it this way. I'm telling you what's going to happen if you don't get out of that. Okay, if you don't get out, if you don't repent, if you don't turn from, okay, and get right with God, and you live and die in that sin, I always tell you what's going to happen. And you're like, Matt, what's going to happen? Hellfire is going to happen, okay, for a piece of tail, for eternity, because you couldn't control your flesh. So guys, listen very carefully. There is a stronghold in so many men's lives, okay? There's something that, it's like an addiction, okay? It's likened unto a person who's shooting heroin, who spends every dollar on alcohol, who can't break loose, okay? And what is that? It's sexual addiction. There isn't a week that goes by that I don't get an email, that I don't talk to someone who is plagued, okay? Because that's what it's likened unto. It's likened unto leprosy, and you know what I'm saying? And it destroys you from the inside out, and you're like, oh, I don't believe that. Are you kidding me? Read your Bible. And you're like, well, Matt, I just don't think it's hellfire. You don't think it's hellfire because you don't read your Bible. I mean, honestly, any person that can pick up the Word of God and go to Corinthians, okay, and go to Galatians and go to Ephesians and go to Romans and go to the Old Testament, go to the New Testament, Jesus' words, okay, and the prophets' words say the same things. Okay, look at very carefully. Jesus says, if you look on a woman with lust in your heart, you've committed adultery. Paul says it 3 times. The prophets say it 5 or 6 times, okay? Those who do such thing will not inherit the kingdom of God. And then I know there's a guy there, and look, and it used to be me, okay? He says, well, I don't think it's that big of a deal. You don't think it's a big deal because you're not where you need to be with Christ. Once you're where you need to be with Christ, you understand what sin is. Sin crucified God, the Father's Son. He hates it. It's an abomination to him. He hates all sin. Not one sin is going to squeak in your life into heaven. That's what has to be dealt with at the cross through the blood, okay? Without the shedding of the blood, there is no, what? Forgiveness of sins. That's right. You are minimizing what God's word said. Over and over and over again, God is saying the same thing. Those who engage in this lifestyle, okay, as a part of their life, they don't go to heaven. Well, man, I'm a deacon at the church. You don't understand. I'm an elder. I don't care if you're a pastor. I don't care if you're saint, whoever, okay? Look at. God's word is true. Let every man be a liar, but God's word is true. Well, what about the mercy of God? The mercy and the grace and long suffering of God is there to allow you to have the time to repent. So the first time you sin in life, lightning doesn't strike you down and burn a hole where you're standing. Do you understand? It's not a license to sin, but that's how you are. Some of you are card-carrying members, okay? Grace, I got the mercy card somewhere here. Oh, yeah, here it is. Grace and mercy is going to give you an excuse to sin against Almighty God. You got to be joking me, partner. But there are scores, okay? The last statistics that I was reading said 1 out of 2 men was indulged in pornography, meaning they were addicted to it every single day. They're looking at that garbage, okay? And 1 of 3 women are engaging in the same acts. 1 in 3 women. And what does that mean? That means this. Half the church is lost just right there if we didn't add anything unto that, okay? The wheat, the chaff, the sheep, and the goats. Half of it's lost. And I know you're sitting there thinking, Matt, I go to church, I do all these things. I'm not lost. You're lost as the day is long because you've indulged your life in darkness, in sin, in that which God said no to. Are you with me? And look at. Watch this very carefully. I'm going somewhere. Paul the Apostle, 4 different places in the New Testament, tells us straight up front, those who incorporate these things in their life, meaning it's a part of them, meaning it's just not a one-time act. Oh God, I was stupid. I was doing a Google search and I came across this. I turned it off. You know, I'm so sorry. I don't need to be looking at it. They confessed their sin to their wife, to God. They made themselves accountable to godly men. I'm not talking about that guy who's walking the straight and narrow and doing it God's way. Okay, here's the thing. Look at... Bravo to you, because you got Elijah and Elisha up there clapping, a crowd of witnesses cheering you on for the life that you're living in purity and in holiness, but there's very few men who are there. And so look at, watch this very carefully. I'm not talking about in this devotion, watch this, eternal sins, okay? I'm talking about here and now, because that's where you and I are. Well, Matt, God eventually is going to get a hold of me. Let's just flip a quarter. I mean, that's what you're doing. How many, can I ask you a question just right up front before we get to our text? And look at, you'll love the text, okay? Because I'm talking about how great sex can be and how you can improve your sex life. You're like, oh, get there. No, let's stay here for a minute, okay? Hey guys, can I ask you a question? I mean, we're in the, and you're like, Matt, you're yelling at me. I'm not yelling at you. I'm just preaching the word of God. If it's stepping on your toes, maybe there's a problem. I'm just saying, okay? You look at. How many people, it's a question, are in hell right now, who went to church, okay, who were tithers, okay, who were moral people, who thought, okay, I'm doing most of it. Look, they said in their heart, I'm doing most of what I know to do, okay? But they had a stronghold in their life of sexual sin, okay? And one day when they're cruising down the road, okay, going home, it's Friday. What's Friday? When my household, it's pizza night, okay? And so they're about to pick up pizzas, okay? They're going to go home and spend time with family, okay? But they didn't share their secret sin with the family. Oh, no, that's on the sly, okay? That's always in darkness. That's when no one's around. That's just you and your little phone, right? Keep on going, Matt. Where are you going? Watch this. Crash. What do you mean? Oh, someone wasn't paying attention, and they were texting on their phone. Another sin. Let's not go there. Watch this, okay? Smash right into you. Snaps your neck. You die instantly, okay? Watch this very carefully. You think you're going to heaven. You thought you had time. You thought with the mouse, okay? Oh, for now, because it's always about now, right? It's about my will, what I want, my pleasure, my desire. And you thought this. Hey, I got plenty of time to get right. Okay, because God's going to forgive me, right? That's what you thought. But what happened? You died in your sins. You died in your trespasses. You died in darkness. You died outside of the fold. Everything's so bright. Oh my goodness. Look how bright it is. Oh, it's just like they said, I'm going through this tunnel. It's really, really bright. Oh, I have so much peace. Oh my goodness, is this what heaven's about? But then you notice, it starts getting a little darker. Like, what's going on? You're going through that tunnel, it's getting a little darker. Because it always starts out real bright. Did you know that? Look at, from all the testimonies of people who have died, okay? And they had a heart attack, and they brought them back. They tell the story, how at first it was so bright, and they had so much peace, and they knew that they entered eternity. Look at. There was no more time. I mean, 5 minutes seemed like 10,000 years. That's eternity. You got to realize that God's never in a hurry. Why? Because he's in eternity. You're not. You're limited on time. Back to our illustration. Why? So it starts getting darker. And darker, and you start feeling less and less of God's presence. And now you're starting to feel fear and anguish and bitterness and regret. And you start feeling the creatures grabbing a hold of you. And they're putting their hand over your mouth, lest you cry out, Jesus! Okay? And here's the thing. You are entering the darkest of dark. There's no, I'm not talking about the absence of light, the absence of the sun. I'm talking about entering a place where there is no presence of God. There's only the knowledge of God, but the presence has been removed. You've never experienced anything like it in your entire life. It is the dreadful dread. It is the place of the damned, okay? And here's the thing. You thought this, it will never happen to me. As you looked at that woman who is nothing more than an actress, okay, doing her thing, okay, to get your dollars, okay, luring you into the pit of hell. That's what the word of God says, that if you follow her, she'll take you down to the gates of hell. The Bible asks a question, can a man eat fire? Can he put fires in his lap and be okay? No, okay? It talks about a noose going around your neck. It talks about a cattle being slaughtered in regards to men who indulge in these things. And you're like, well, Matt, is it worse than that? Friends, look it. There is nothing in this life, not even your imagination, that can prepare you, okay, for the dread and doom of hell and the absence of God for eternity. Okay, look it, there's nothing in life. People that sing these songs, Highway to Hell, and say, I'm going to bust hell open, I'm going to party and be the king. You're not going to be any such thing. The worm never dieth. You never see another soul. All you hear is the moans for eternity. After the first trillion years, the first second of eternity hasn't even passed. And all the cries and all the, I wish I did this, and why didn't I do this, and all the remorse and the bitterness and the everything, okay? You're there, okay? But you chose it. Because you served, okay, the creature more than the creator. That's what Romans 1 says, okay? Because you know God's law. You know God's law says it's wrong, okay? He's made a way, okay, for your sexual needs to be met with your wife, okay, inside the marriage bed. Watch this very carefully. Are you with me? You never saw it as that. You're just like the Baal worshipers and the Asherah pole worshipers, okay, and the Moloch worshipers. You're exactly doing the same thing. Why? Because you're worshiping God's creation. That's what you're doing. Every time that you know God says no, but you decide to go and look at that smut, okay? And you decide to engage in that activity, okay? You would have never cheated on your wife, but here's the thing. You got so juiced up looking at smut and garbage, okay? That which you would never do in a million years. Now you're contemplating because the neighbor's husband's gone. Friends, listen very carefully. There are consequences to our decisions. I mean, that's all of life, okay? And life bears witness to that, okay? Guys, listen to the dangers. Proverbs 5, listen to this in verse 3. For the lips of a strange woman drippeth honeycomb, okay? And her mouth is smoother than oil, but her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go on to death, and her steps take you to hell. Oh my goodness. Hey, look at. You think God's playing around? How many times in the Bible does it have to scream out? And yet, half of society has a problem with this. Look at half of society. Story after story after story within the Bible. It's Jesus, it's God, it's the prophets warning men like you and I in the man cave, okay? You got to run. Do you know every sin in the Bible, it says that you're to fight? Look at, you won't believe this. When we're looking at sins in the Bible, okay, it says that you're to have the shield of faith. You're to have the helmet of salvation. You're to have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, used offensively and defensively. But when it comes to sexual sin, it says you don't fight. You're like, what do I do? Give in? Oh, yeah. No. It says you run. It says you flee. You don't try to stand up against that beautiful woman when there's no one around, okay? And it's you and her after hours in the office, and she looks good, and she smells good, and she wants to. Friends, can I just share this with you? In your life as a man, there is going to be ample opportunities for you, okay, to sin against heaven, to sin against God, to sin against holiness, to sin against your family, okay, to sin against the inward organs of your body. Many times, okay? You run, and don't you dare put yourself in that situation where you could contemplate it, where you could imagine it, where you could think about it, where you can fall prostrate to the ground and the demons grab a hold of you and drag your sorry tail to hell because you gave in. Because you're crying out, Matt, why? Why? How many people are in hell right now screaming, why? Why did I do this? Why did I think that the warnings in the Bible didn't apply to me? They're crying out. Look at, they're crying out, but no matter how long they cry out and how loud they cry out, it won't change a thing because they died in that place. Crying out for God's mercy, he gave it. Crying out for God's grace, he gave it. Crying out for God's love, he gave it. He gave them every opportunity and the Word of God and churches and moms and dads and prophets and priests and good friends and warned you over and over again. But you didn't think the day that you died was going to be the day. You didn't think it. Listen to this. Remove thy way far from her and come nigh to her door. Stay away from these women who are what? Satan's tools to lure your wind. Watch this very carefully. You're a godly man. I'm going to give you the benefit of that. You're a godly man. Fist bump. You're like, finally a fist bump. Look it. You're going to church. You're staying pure. You're living in holiness. Okay? There's a house, three houses down. Okay? It's a woman, okay? Her husband's not treating her good. I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt, okay? That's what she says. He's not treating her good. Guys, okay. Watch this very carefully. Oftentimes, we are more susceptible, okay, to sexual temptation when we don't feel our needs are being met and we don't feel loved, okay? So let's go three houses down. It's a beautiful lawn. I mean, and the husband, he's always away on business, okay? And she's hot. You know what? That woman, okay, that looks good, smells good, okay? She's always working out, okay? She's spending her time at the gym, okay? And she's doing all these things, but inside, she doesn't feel loved. She doesn't feel nurtured. She doesn't feel cherished. Her husband has failed, okay? But we're not going to judge him, okay? And we're definitely not going to judge you because God's our judge. I'm not your judge. But watch this. So you know what? Because her needs aren't getting met, okay? What she needs, okay? She starts looking at porn because people oftentimes try to exchange love for sex. And you're like, no, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Okay, people use sex for all kinds of things. People are upset. People are sinning against God. They want sex because sex is comforting. Sex feels good, okay? And oftentimes we're using sex for the wrong things. I'm not even going there in this devotion, and I haven't even got to the purpose of here and now yet. Hold on with me, and if you have something better to do, do it. Watch this. So what ends up happening? The guy, okay, who's living his life wholesome, okay, living in holiness, he starts talking to this gal once in a while, okay? And she, because of what she's looking at, okay, is being transformed. And you're like, see, not like Paul said, okay, where the Word of God is transforming me. She's being transformed that this activity, that would satisfy, oh, this over here, that would make me happy. And here's the thing, she's being transformed that these things will satisfy me. She looks at her husband with resent now, okay, because he's not what? Godly, and he's not living his life that way, okay, and he's not meeting her needs. And she starts looking at other people as someone who can satisfy her itch. And so what ends up happening? Time, day goes by, courtesy wave. I was just waving that. You know what I'm saying? I was coming home from a hard day's labor. You know what I'm saying? Courtesy wave. You know what I'm saying? Here's the thing. Over time, okay, and you know what it is? It's like you went to the supermarket, okay? I love roast beef. You're like, Matt, are you really going to go to a roast beef sandwich right now? I'm going to a roast beef sandwich, okay? I like Swiss cheese and American cheese, and I like that oil stuff that they put on it. It's free, and I like good bread. If you don't have good bread on a sandwich, it's not really a sandwich. I mean, honestly, that's just between me and you. But oftentimes, okay, I'll go to the deli, okay, and they grab this big hunk of meat, and I say, I want 3 pounds. I want it shaved on one, okay? And here's the thing. The guy's going like this, big arms. He's going back and forth with the meat, okay, in that slicer, and he's slicing that meat, okay? But what ends up happening is after he gets my 3 pounds or 4 pounds, and I'm not picky, and you shouldn't be picky either when you're at the deli. Whatever it is, just take it and be grateful, okay? The guy's working probably for minimum wage, and you're complaining. It's a free one. Listen very carefully. When I look at the whole lump of meat, it doesn't look like anything came off of it. Why? Because it was just a little bit. Every slice was just a slice. It was just a little bit. It was shaved, okay? That's how oftentimes we falter. A little bit today. It's just a wave. Just a smile, just an imagination, just a thought. I bet she could satisfy my needs. You know, my wife, I don't know what she's thinking lately. Look it. Guys, can I share this with you? God didn't give you the woman 3 doors down. He gave you a wife, okay? And he says this, you're to love her, cherish her, okay? And she's to bring you contentment, okay? And you're to be understanding with her, okay? And she will reflect the love that you love upon her. You understand, okay? But what ends up happening is over time, okay, just like eternity, day in, day out, okay, that which you would never consider doing because you were a man of God, okay, now you're contemplating it. And here's the thing. It's the downward spiral. Matt, where are we going?
Hey, guys,
watch this. He didn't think it was any big deal. And so what he would never do, he ends up doing, okay? And here's the thing. You know what he thought? He thought it was going to bring, oh, it's going to be so good. My life's going to change. I mean, just that one act, okay? But it's never one act, is it? Because why? Sex is kind of like food. It's likened unto food where we always want more. It's likened unto the grave, and the grave is screaming out for more. It's likened unto hell that always wants more. That's what the Word of God says. You see what I'm saying? So it's always wanting more. So it's not just this one time because you've sampled the poison like the rat, and you want more of it. Okay? It's forbidden fruit. You know what I'm saying? You want more of it. And here's the thing. Because sin is pleasurable for a season, okay? Just a small season. You've gone. You've tasted the goods, okay? It's another man's wife. You brought a curse upon you and your family. But that's not all. You didn't know that she had a sexually transmitted disease when you engaged in that. And here's the thing. It didn't show up at first, so you kept on going back. Make sure you get it, man. Just make sure you get it. Okay? And now what happens? Eventually, you come down with the spots. or the pus, okay, or the burning sensation, and you're like, what's going on here? What's going on here? You know what I'm saying? And now you have to avoid your wife because you know there's a problem here, right, buddy? Okay, and so you go to the doctor, and your doctor says, what's going on? Because the doctor goes to your church, and he's godly, and you sit right in front of the doctor every Sunday, okay, as you're playing the hypocrite. Watch this. Doctor's just shooting straight with you, and I love those men who are going to shoot. They have me between the crosshairs, okay, because I want to get it right and done in this life before I die, because I don't want to open my eyes in hellfire because I couldn't control this flesh free one. So the doctor says, what in the world is going on? You have syphilis. You have herpes. There is no cure. There's just pills for less outbreaks, okay? It's part of you. Does your wife know? Did she get it? See, the doctor's giving you the benefit of the doubt. You must feel like a piece of garbage now. Okay, here's the thing. Tell the doctor the truth. Start repenting right now. Oh, my goodness. Here's the guy. Okay, because one sin leads to another sin because it's darkness, okay? And that's where Satan hides out. He hides out in our thoughts, in our imaginations, in darkness, in those cloaked sins that no one knows about. But here's the thing. Satan knows because the door's wide open for your life. Are you with me? Now watch this. So you blame the wife. I can't believe this. Man, I can't believe this. Are you serious, Doc? George, are you serious? I got syphilis. My wife must be having an affair. Are you kidding me? That which is holy, that which is a helpmate, that which is yours. Okay, now you're going to throw, she's going to be the scapegoat, as in Deuteronomy and Leviticus. You're going to put the weight of your sin upon her instead of manning up and saying, I screwed up. And it's going to affect me for life. And it might ruin my marriage. And it will. Because what ends up happening is eventually that which is hidden becomes known. Why? Because of the Word of God. You can't hide sin. When Christ is in everything to forgive your sin, what makes you think you can hide sin? There's no hiding sin. Look at it. There's no hiding sin. You got to get it right. Look at it. You got to get it right because one day you and I'm in the mirror too, partner. We're going to stand before Almighty God and He's going to ask us the question, why did you do this? Why didn't you make it right? Why didn't you? Are you with me? Guys, do you understand the warnings? Now look, a lot of what we've been talking about is what happens after you die. Some of what happens here in life. Okay, when you indulge in, you see, what ends up happening is women are looked at as an object only to satisfy your filthy needs because you're in darkness, okay? You know what you are? You're a puppet. You're a puppet to the woman who's an actress, okay, who gets paid a lot of money to act like that, okay? And it's no wonder when you're married and you want your wife to do the things that the woman on the internet's doing that she won't. I mean, honestly, do you think that's real? Honestly, do you think that stuff is real? You're a prisoner, okay? It's by your own making, okay? You allowed that dopamine to go wild in your brain as you're looking at the filth, okay? And you couldn't control your flesh, okay? But let me share something else with you. And here's our text for the day. And you're like, Matt, that was the absolute longest intro that I've ever had. Yeah, but I hope the intro sobered you up a little bit because it was truth and it was real, okay? Look it, we're in Ecclesiastes 12:5. And when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fears shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire faileth. What? What did you just read, Matt? That has nothing to do with sex. Has that been my verse the whole time? Are you kidding me? Did you understand what I just read? Solomon, the wisest man of all men, is describing what ends up happening when you get older. Okay? Things scare you when you start to get older, okay? You're not as quick. Okay, and it goes over, you're scared of little things like grasshoppers, okay? But one of the words that it says, and desire fail. What's it talking about? It means you no longer have a desire for sex. Okay, it's not that big of a deal anymore. I mean, it's lost the intensity. You don't have the passion. You don't have the drive. It doesn't bring that much pleasure, okay? It's not what it used to be. Would you agree? Can I share something with you? Can I share something with you, okay? Solomon is describing what takes place when you get older, okay? After you've lived many, many years. Let me tell you some people I was counseling, okay? And they had problems with pornography, and they had problems with their secretary at work, and they had problems in sexual sin, okay? There was a point. Watch this. Watch this very carefully. Let me put a line in the sand. You see the line? Let me put a line in the sand. There was a point in their life where they knew right from wrong. They knew what they were doing was wrong, okay? But they continued doing it, okay? And one day, they woke up, okay? And guess what? Desire failed. What do you mean? Meaning it wasn't as intense. It was like that. It was like that. God had taken, say right now, at 18 years old or 17 years old, your desire, your intensity, your zip is at 100%, meaning this, how good it feels, okay, when you're having sex and you go, okay? Say, I mean, you're just seeing stars and bars, baby. You're at 100%. Imagine one day because you decided to sin against God and do that which you knew was wrong, all of a sudden God dropped you down to 60%. Listen to me, okay? It happens. And you're like, what are you talking about? Because there's a point, okay, that you've burned up. God's long suffering, okay? Every sin is committed outside the body except for sexual sin. And it's a sin against the inward portions of your body. And do I understand it fully? No. But have I heard the testimonies of other men? Yes. One day they were feeling like $1 million as they had sex. And all of a sudden, it's gone. And it's not just gone for a day or a week or a month. It's gone, okay? God took that passion, that zip, that intensity, okay? That explosion away from them, dropped them in half. So it still felt good. It just didn't feel as good as the day before when they were sinning against God. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I've heard this over and over and over again. That which should be natural after 90, okay, or 100 years of life, God brings it about that quick, okay? Why? Because you're sinning against Him sexually, okay? And you're like, no. Why would you say no? Aren't you happily married with your wife? Isn't the marriage bed undefiled at your house? You're not looking at smut, are you? You're not contemplating these things, are you?
Well, man, I've never heard of that.
Friends, I've heard of it many times. And you're like, Matt, why? Why did it happen? Because you made the creation an idol. Okay, and you weren't serving the Creator. You know what God said, okay? Look at, I'm not kidding around, okay? He'll take it away, okay? You'll be like the guy that's 90 years old, okay? Or maybe not as bad off as him, but He will cut it in half, okay? So that eventually will no longer have what? Predominance in your life. You're not going to make that an idol. You're not going to make women a god or pornography a god or lust, okay?
Look at.
How awful would that be for something that's so wonderful, it's such a gift from God to be taken away from you in this life? And He does. He takes it away, okay, where it's just like this. Well, your wife wants to fool around, but you could, just pass. Pass, but when you were 16, 18, 21, you didn't want to pass. I mean, honestly, you were just ready to go 3-4 times a week, a day. That was a joke. Look at. Are you with me? See, really what you're doing is you're playing poker with God. You're like, you're playing poker with God. You think He's bluffing. God never bluffs. Look at me very carefully. Look me in the eyes. God never bluffs, okay? God is so loving and long-suffering and patient and forbearing regarding you, okay? But there is a time which you don't know, but He knows. He's had enough. It's off the table. What do you mean it's off the table? He speaks one word, okay? And that which brought you the most pleasure, now for the rest of your life, you will suffer the consequences of your sin, okay? But there's a flip side. Everyone get a quarter out of their pocket, and then we're going to end. Thanks for sticking with me. Those who did, thank you. Flip the quarter. Let me make sure that's... Flip the quarter. I know of men, okay, who served God faithfully, sold out 100% to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, okay? Okay, and kept their life pure and tried to live a life of holiness and tried to keep themselves from the world. And you know what God did for them? Because the marriage bed was undefiled in their house and they set up parameters, okay? And they set up safeguards in their life, lest they sin against God. You know what He did? He touched them. And guess what? Now they're still 21 when they're 41. Do you understand what I'm saying? God can speak a word from heaven. I'm not talking about vitamins. I'm not talking about all these other things that people are pushing, all that crap, all that garbage. And here's the thing. You're trying to jumpstart the system by looking at garbage, thinking that's going to get you riled up. That's going to take you down to the pit of hell. And that's going to take your desire and your passion away from you, okay? And you're going to be impotent. You're not going to be able to do nothing, okay? And Matt, what was it? What was it? It was a point in time. It was a point in time. And it would probably have been just like the day before and the day before. And you were doing the same things. But what was different about this particular day was that God decided, I've given him enough warnings. I've extended mercy and grace and long-suffering and patience, and if he continues in this and he dies, he's going to go to hell. And so I'm going to take it off the table, okay, so that no longer is going to be a stronghold in his life. God will not lose one of his children. Their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life because of your indiscretion, okay? He'll kill you, okay, before he lets you go to hell if you're a child of the living God. Did you hear me? He will absolutely strike you down, okay? He will take your sorry tail out of the scene because you are a rebellious child of the living God and you're a detriment to the kingdom of God because you're not salt and light, okay? And you're doing your own thing just like Satan, and God doesn't lose any. Look, and you're asking, Matt, the men that you were counseling, that you were talking to, that were in sexual sin, did any of them ever get it back? Where are you with God right now? Let me just ask you this. Are you a child of God? Why are you doing these things? Honestly, when I said you guys could go, those who don't have a problem, they went. I mean, they clicked me off. That's fine. Okay, you're still here because you might be dabbling. The imaginations, the thoughts, okay? You're engaging in these activities that you know are taking you down the road, which is not the narrow path, but the broad path. You know what I'm saying? We're more interested, again, okay, in the act of sex, okay, in that, than we are God. Okay, I'll share this with you. You put God number one in your life and you serve him only, okay? And you get rid of the idols in your life and you turn away from the smut of this world, okay? And you run from sexual sin and you trust God in that area in your life and see what he will do. Look at me. You trust God in that area. God can give you the best sex of your life when you make him number one. Look at. You're going to the world trying to get your needs met. You go to God to get your sexual needs met. And you're like, what are you talking about? I'm talking about putting him number one in your life, which 99% of the people I know are not. When you put him number one and serve him with all your heart, all your strength, all your mind, all your soul, okay, and love your brother as yourself, and you start walking the walk, okay, without you even saying a word, what? What God will do in your life. You don't even know what good sex is. You've been watching that porn, that garbage, thinking you're good at this and good at that. Give me a break. When God places his finger on you and touches you, you're never the same. Inwardly, outwardly, there's going to be a difference in the bedroom. There's going to be a difference at life. There's going to be a difference in the church. Everywhere you go, it's living wonders. You're a conduit of grace and love and mercy, and God is flowing in and through you. Do you not think the sex would be the best of your life? It will blow your mind, but some of you've never had great sex. Guys, what you need to do today, because each and every man in the man cave, what? Every man in the man cave has sinned against God sexually at one time or another. Look it. You sure about that? I'm absolutely sure about that. Listen. So what do? I go to God. I confess that sin, and I mean it. I'm not just giving him lip service. I'm not just yanking his chain, saying something and going to do something else in the afternoon or at night, okay? Look it. I'm getting right with God once and for all, and I'm asking him to guard my heart and my mind and my thoughts, okay? I'm making myself accountable, okay? And I'm trusting that he's going to get me through it, okay? But I'm running from sexual sin. And no matter what it takes in my life, I'm going to honor that commitment that I gave to God. Whether I have to throw my phone away, my computer away, my tablet, whether I have to quit my job, whether I have to move because of that woman down the street, or I have to get another job because of the secretary. It doesn't matter. What am I saying? You get right with God. You do the stuff that you know you can do and allow God to do the stuff that only he can do. Do you understand? Ask for forgiveness. Stop fooling around. You're playing Russian roulette with your life, okay? Because there are as many men, listen very carefully, we'll end here, that are in the flames of hellfire right now. Because they didn't take God seriously. They thought he was bluffing. Where he wasn't bluffing, he can't change. Look, guys, can I tell you this? God's word, he doesn't change. He says, you don't want to be in hellfire because you let women have the mastery of you, because you can't control yourself. Don't go there. Don't do it. Stop right now. Put a line in the sand, okay? Whatever it takes, okay? Out of your willpower, out of your strength, out of you crying out to God, do it. Do it today, okay? And ask your wife to forgive you. Guys, I want you to get serious about this topic, okay? In your life, okay? The stronghold, the strong man that's entered into your life, that's entered into your family. What is it going to cost you? Job said, why would I want to uproot my whole life and engage in this one activity? That's what Job said, okay? One of the oldest books of the Bible, Job understood the principle. He said, in Job 31:1, he said, I made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a maiden? Verses down, he says this, I'm not going to destroy my whole life by engaging in that that which God said no to. You don't either. You don't either. Hey, I hope this helped you out. Make the steps necessary, okay? Cling to the cross. Run to God. Confess your sin. Stop it. Stop it. Lying in the sand this very day. Stop it. Serve God. Watch what He'll do in the bedroom. Watch what He'll do in the rest of your life. Hey, this is Matt from the Man Cave.